This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, adult radio for kids. For kids radio for adults. Put it the other way. Okay.
Tomatoes.
Seven and a half of the year. Yeah. December the 28th is upon us. We have two more days and the new year starts. So now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, everyone, it's a great time to wipe the slate clean. Focus on what you really, 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 really want in the new year and chart your course. I have long been a believer in writing things down because when you see it, when you actually write it, it seems to have more of an ingrained impression on your mind. And therefore, as thoughts or things, it comes easier. Right. I don't know whether that's old school, whatever feels right. Maybe another way of looking at this is to give thanks for this past year. Thanks for your life. Your life is as it is. You have created it, not anybody else. You create your own reality. Whether you believe it or you don't, you do. I firmly believe that, and I think it's hard. You'd be hard pressed to convince me or show me that that wasn't the case. Think about where your mind goes. If you are positive and upbeat, it sounds like a session with Uri Geller, but that's really kind of the way he is. He's very successful because he's learned how to use his mind to get things that are helpful in his life and for his family and stuff. So. In the new year, maybe you should decide that you will make it a happy time, right? Because it's you who makes it a happy time. It's not, you can react one way or the other to whatever people do or say or act toward you. You can accept it or not. You can pay attention to it or not. You can believe it or not. But believing in yourself is kind of the best thing. I have found that out, and certainly the hard way.
Well, also a lesson of if you can't believe in yourself, then why would anybody else?
That's it. Bingo, 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 bingo. Every day, perhaps, maybe another way of saying it is follow your heart, your instincts, your head, to go down that new path that is perhaps what that's, you know, we talk about making things better. We want a better world. We want a better life. We want our children and our grandchildren to be happy. We want to be happy. So sometimes it is throwing caution to the wind. I think that's, there's a lot of stuff going on around us that, and I wax philosophically about this stuff a lot, theoretically, romantically. Is it romantic to have a wonderful life? And, you know, if you are a very sick person and life's not great, it's hard for you to put a good spin on it. I know. I get it. I understand that. But I've seen a lot of people who have been in that circumstance, as you are, and they have turned things around because of what they thought. So just for what it's worth, there it is. The situation in, the, I don't know why I didn't bring this up with Warren, because I really should have. The Metro Richmond Zoo has a hippo. It was their present for Christmas. This is a little pygmy hippo that was born on Christmas Eve. Let's see. This is Iris and Colin. This looks like something you'd see in the birth announcements in the newspaper. At 3 days old, the baby had a neonatal exam. The vet checked her sex and general physical condition. She weighed 16 pounds when she was born. And now a week later, she weighs 24 pounds. Imagine that if you were a human being. She'll weigh 600 pounds when she is fully grown at the zoo. According to the folks there, Iris is her name. Iris is, Iris is the mother.
The mama, yeah.
And she's doing fine. Well, yeah, what'd they name the baby? Where did I lose that? They
it's still unnamed.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. Right.
But nursing well and very healthy.
Yeah. Yep, so there you go. Happy days are here again. La, da, 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 da. All right, let's go to the dark side for a while, shall we? Haven't spent too much time in the dark. So let's talk about puking Putin for a moment. Yes, there it is, boys and girls. It's time for Mr. Putin to raise his rear his ugly head. He says he's ready to negotiate, but then he throws a bunch of bombs at the Ukrainians. So how silly is this? The propaganda is, yes, it's there. Now he's having to turn it around and come up with some line that explains to his people how it is that they're getting their asses handed to them by this small little country. And that's one of the reasons they're having so much unrest in an uproar in Russia, because they can't come up with a good scenario.
Well,
the foreign minister
is that he's ready to negotiate a peace treaty. It's the other. It's not him that's refusing to talk. It's the other side.
Yeah, well, that's it's because they want to keep kicking their butts, right? Ukraine is reclaiming the regions that the Russians had taken last year. I wonder if it would be interesting if they went all the way to Moscow and they took over Russia. What do you think of that? Ukraine becomes Russia, or Russia becomes Ukraine, or whatever it is. And so maybe Putin is facing reality. The fact that the people in Ukraine reacted the way they did, resisted the way they did, worked as they did.
They may stop senseless resistance at any moment. It is not. How is senseless resistance?
How do you mean? On the Russians' side, you mean, or on the Ukrainian side?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He says that they may stop senseless resistance at any moment. They could end the war, just stop resisting.
Yeah, exactly. It's over. They didn't have to have the war in the first place.
Good grief.
Anyway, the Chinese usually, you see this, these people in China, another clueless day there, as they stand firmly behind whatever the Kremlin is doing and saying. The foreign minister for China said his country would deepen strategic mutual trust and mutually beneficial cooperation. How do you do that if you expect to, with all the trouble that there is in China, this is a way of calling attention to something else instead of all the trouble they have at home. But the business of China is the business of the world, because we've all, not just in America, fallen into this thing of making everything in China because it's cheap. And then now we suffer the consequence, because they have a lot of the world's capital there. And even though they don't have deep roots in their economy, they have a lot of cash. And so they're using that against, you know, they send money to the Russians. Okay, you need some more money to build some more bombs. Okay, here it is. Help yourself. It's America's money anyway. We're using, this is how stupid this is. Look at the military-industrial complex and how it operates. Mm-hmm. So we have a war between the Ukrainians and the Russians, funded by the Chinese, who are funded by the Americans, who are funding the Ukrainians to fight the Russians, who are getting help from the Chinese. Do you see what a stupid circle that is? Think about it.
Oh,
and the only ones winning are the military industrialists. That's it. They're the only ones who are coming out of this. Nobody else is coming out of this. But think about how stupid all of that is. And it's your money. All the way around, everybody in America listening to this program right now, it's your money. Your money has gone to Ukraine. Your money has gone to China. Your money has gone to the military industrialists here to build more bombs and boats and planes and whatever it is to keep this going. And we're all dumb enough to let it happen. It just keeps, it's a cycle that keeps repeating itself, repeating itself, repeating itself, repeating itself. Right? Think about it. I was in Israel last week. There's always tension there because of the Palestinians. I was talking to a friend of mine last night and said, I didn't know you were Jewish. And I said to him, huh? He said, you went to Israel. I said, do you realize what a stupid statement that is? I can say that to this guy. What a dumb thing. Oh, I don't know you were Jewish. No, I'm not Jewish. But I happen to be historically astute. And I happen to like traveling in areas of the world where there's lots of history. And that's the story with Israel. And I learned a lot about old Jaffa that I didn't know, in terms of it being the oldest port and the scene of many when Napoleon tried to take over the Turkish Empire. That part of the world was controlled by the Turks at the time. And the Ottoman Empire was destroyed by Napoleon. And it started right outside where Uri Geller's museum is. I mean, like 50 feet outside where the walls are of his museum. And so, you know, you think about that stuff and how it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, that people can't. That just kind of repeats itself.
And it's all the history of war. That's it, right? Think about all the history of what have we, is it that we teach our youngsters in history class? It's all about war. This war, that war, next war, old wars, new wars, i.e.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. James, do you know who War is? Let's try this one out.
James. Do I know who War? I recognize that song. I don't recognize
right.
it.
Done by a group called War.
Okay, so that song was by a group called War.
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, okay. I didn't know that, but I knew the song.
Okay, that's good. Well, we're making progress.
We're making
progress.
Do you know it from the movie Rush Hour?
No.
No. Okay. So Tulsi Gabbard is in the news today. She's a former rep. Remember her? She ran for president. And she was pretty interesting. I thought that she had a lot to say, frankly. But as usual, when you have a lot to say that doesn't focus on the party, you get quickly dismissed. Anyway, she's chasing George Santos around. This guy's a bird brain. You follow this story, Jay? George Santos, who's an elected representative in Florida? I don't even remember where.
What's he doing?
He was elected as a congressman, and every single thing he said in his election was a lie. Somebody has gone back
Yes, I remember that. And he was the one that said he was Jewish, but then he said that he was, people misunderstood. He
right,
grew
okay.
around close yeah. family friends who were Jewish, and he was saying he was Jew, -ish.
Yeah, Jewish. Okay. Guys like this, where do they come from? How do we get people like him, Marjorie Taylor Greene, AOC, all these people that don't really represent large portions of the population? You know how you get them? Because you don't participate in the primaries mm-hmm. when the opportunity presents itself. That's how you get bozos like this guy.
The norm that it's like, yeah. well, let's just try something different.
Yeah, try something new, right. 18 after, this is the Newish Good Day.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
We'll be right back. had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner. I'm emphasizing the consonants at the end of our names. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Daniel Craig, who is one of our better actors. James Bond, no more. But certainly with the new Knives Out sequel out, this is a great movie. If you haven't seen it, Glass Onion. I know they put it in the theaters for a while, and they have now put it on, what is it, on Hulu? One of the Apple,
what, the straight
Netflix,
one.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Yeah, right. Anyway, so he's got some interesting things to say about some of his friends and what he wears. I will explain after this.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So what is going on here is that Daniel Craig is proving to be one of the best actors in America. And this new Knives Out sequel, if you have not seen it, called Glass Onion, I would recommend it. It was a... Did you see it, Jay, after...
I haven't had a chance to see it. I've seen the first one, Knives Out, but I want to see the Glass Onion so bad.
He plays Benoit Blanc. He's kind of like a modern, I don't know, there's something, when I look at him, I think of Perrault, right? And the Agatha Christie, he's kind of cut out of the same cloth, only a little more modern, up to date. Anyway, so he and Chris Evans are friends, and he wore a Chris Evans sweater in the movie, and I don't think most people got it.
Well, Yeah, the first one, Chris Evans, his character has this cream-colored cable knit sweater, and it went viral. People loved this sweater. It looked like it was kind of tattered, but it was never addressed why it was a little bit tattered and had some you know, like around the neck or whatever, some holes. But people were buying them off the shelves. Pretty much anybody who happened to be selling this type of sweater, they were selling out.
Yep. And so,
and Craig is like, I have no idea why anybody cared about this.
Well,
it's a sweater, people.
but it's funny what it is about a certain movie or an iconic actor or a role that people glom onto. It's just one of those things. Interesting, because he's acknowledging that he thinks Netflix made a mistake, because in the 1 week or 10 days that it was in theatrical release, it did very, 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 very well. And even though he gets paid $20 million a movie, and it doesn't affect him one way or another, it does seem like we are really shooting ourselves in the foot, or they are, with this move. It's really, you don't understand. Who makes these decisions? They aren't movie people. They're the bean counters that run these companies now. But this is a good show. Janelle Monáe is good in it. Leslie Odom Jr., Kate Hudson is very good. Yeah, Dave Bautista, the wrestler, he's kind of a goofball, but that's, you know, he plays those roles well. All right, so that's the update on Daniel Craig here at 28 after the hour. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 30 people have died in the Buffalo, New York area after a strong winter storm blanketed it, making it one of the deadliest blizzards there in decades. Erie County executives said 3 additional deaths were confirmed Tuesday, bringing the area's official number to 31. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has been authorized to coordinate efforts in the greater Buffalo metro area, announced Tuesday. The Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that Title 42 would remain in place for the time being, delaying the potential for a huge increase in illegal crossings. In a brief unsigned order by the Supreme Court, the justices stopped a trial judge's ruling that would have lifted the measure, creating more havoc at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden, vacationing in St. Croix, spoke to reporters near the tarmac.
The court is not going to decide until material, apparently, and we apparently have to enforce it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
SimpliSafe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for faster police response. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's go back into what governs your life. The thoughts, trends, tidbits here and there. Hopefully, I'll have a little bit of Doug's dirt in this half hour. There's a little of Doug's dirt in every half hour, but maybe a little more, some here than there. The good story here, Jay, as we start this half hour, is how two heroic mothers helped to rescue a kidnapped baby. Indiana mothers being hailed as heroes after they helped capture a kidnapping suspect, saving the life of a missing Ohio baby, Jason and Kyer Thomas.
Yeah, five-month-old twins. One was left at an airport, in an airport parking lot, but then the other one was still taken.
Good God. Imagine, huh? Think about this in terms of your own life, your own child, your own children. And so the story is about the mothers and the babies and what was going on. Apparently, these twins were in the back seat of a car at a pizza joint in Columbus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was police. The car that was actually stolen.
Right. Not, yeah, were the twins really inside? Yeah.
The babies weren't targeted.
No, not at all. So they're at the airport in the parking lot there. The one child was found, but then the other one was missing, right? And then, what was it, two,
leave
three?
Your, like, disclaimer, don't leave your kids in the car.
Yep. I did. One, Miles and I went someplace one day. I don't remember where it was, but I had left him in the car for a little while. Not, I mean, it was 10, 15 minutes. But his mother is death on it, him being in the car by himself. And I was in some friendly place. It was a farmyard somewhere. I was visiting another farmer to get something. I don't remember the reasoning, but Miles was in the car for 15 minutes. And then when I came back to the car, he said, Dad, he said, Gramps, Mummy said, you're not supposed to leave me in the car. So how many times do you think I've heard that story from him and from her from that point?
It's so dangerous. This happened on the street that where we just, the house that we sold, this was on our street. A car was stolen, and it was an Uber, somebody who was driving for Uber Eats or DoorDash, one of those. I think it was Uber Eats, and she had her toddler that was still in the car seat in the back seat of the car. And she just ran up to the front door to drop off the food and then turn back around, go right back into the car. The car was running and everything. In that time span, somebody jumped in the car, stole it, realized there was a child in the back seat, and then this happened on our street. They pull over, they take the entire car seat with the child out and just leave it on the front lawn and then drove off. Fortunately, the homeowners weren't home at the time and briefly, shortly after, pulled in and saw this toddler sitting in the car seat outside in their front yard.
Yep. So the person who stole the car, Nala Jackson, had the twins inside, was selling toys out of the car. And apparently some women in Indiana recognized this baby in the backseat of the car because the picture had been all over social media. Right? Isn't that how the story goes? And
yeah,
you know, the picture.
Yeah.
And
these women, they actually, when they were seeing, they were buying some of these toys that were being sold out of this car, and they even offered the woman, Nala Jackson, a ride to a nearby store. And they just all around were like, something is not right. Something is just not right. And then the story that she was saying was kind of contradicting itself.
Yeah.
And then that's when they started looking at Facebook. It was the next day, and they saw the woman's mugshot and the baby picture, and they contacted the police right away.
Yeah. So something which could have been a tragedy turned out to be okay. And that's the important part of that story. And plus what
and
Jay was saying.
The woman ditched the kid, too. So when she was picked up, Kaysen wasn't with her. And the woman remembered that she had mentioned traveling by bus, so they started looking at different bus stops.
Who thinks like that? Who is it that comes up with these cockamamie schemes to do stuff like this? Woof. Mm-hmm. All right, here's some senior news. This is pretty sad. Police arresting and handcuffing an old lady who didn't pay her trash bill. Listen to this. The police were following protocol, which means someone should start thinking about protocol. Right? This is an 82-year-old woman named Martha Menfeld. She opened the door of her Valley, Alabama home and saw two police there with an arrest warrant because she hadn't paid her $77 trash bill. My God, do these people have no common sense? Really?
Well, apparently one police officer was trying to comfort her.
Yeah, don't she started to cry.
Yeah, it was $77.80.
Unbelievable. How stupid.
What happened to turning it over to collections or something?
Well, not only that, but why are the police being used to collect a $77 trash bill? That'd be something. That'd be the first question I'd ask after, are you really that stupid? The optics, if nothing else, of this?
And it's not like she just wasn't paying her bill. She thought she paid her bill.
Yeah,
she didn't realize the bill wasn't even paid.
So then I have somebody in the city pick up the phone and call and say, hey, ma'am, you realize you haven't paid your bill? And said, this is all they have to do. If I were a taxpayer in this town, I'd be organizing a revolt right now. You got nothing better to do with my tax money than send the police, two police people, out to arrest an 82-year-old woman for not paying a $77 trash bill? Give me a break. Unbelievable. Oy. All right, so we're in the senior department. Let's go to the good side of the senior department. Here's a story of a nursing home and somebody living in it that has created a sort of whimsical winter village made out of scrap. This is from Chillicothe, Ohio, not far from where you are in Cleveland. 79-year-old Ed Templin decided that he wanted to build a winter village, and so it's now on display in the building where he lives. He gathered cardboard and all kinds of scrap. He says, everybody who sees it likes it, makes me feel good. I don't consider it work. It's just something to do. He's been apparently creative since he was in school. And he loved it. So it was
a good job, too.
Right.
These look like things that people would pay good money for to
yep.
have as part of their holiday decoration, their Christmas decoration.
Cool. Very cool. All right, so there's so many cool things going on. Here's something else that's cool. This is something to look at. If you look ahead to 2023 and what is going to happen scientifically, you know, there's so many advances every year. This is a story about scientists who have turned molecules to music. Aha! This is your DNA. Remember the music close? The music from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. James, see if you can find that. We're hearing that orchestration. Or something close. He'll find the right octaves and stuff. So they're taking now people's DNA and they're putting it to music. Huh? They're combining, the scientists, researchers are combining music and science to find patterns. And in order to do that, they're creating music therapy treatments using the sound of your DNA. Wow. Think
That's
about that.
Interesting.
Well, music is so therapeutic to begin with, right?
Oh, it is. It's
music
great.
Is.
And it's, there's always music for any kind of mood. And some music can go with multiple types of moods.
Right, exactly. And so this is the experimentation they expect to bear fruit next year, a combination of some sort of audio display and visual display that will help people who have various medical problems because of DNA. It's called musification. And it spots patterns they figured out in sequences so they can also tell if something's going to happen to your body before it happens. That's really the dramatic part of this. And then create a therapy for it. Wow. Talk about preventing illnesses and maybe extending the life cycle, if you will. All right, James, you find that musical interlude from Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Close Encounters, I'm looking for it right now.
All right, still looking for it. Okay. All right, well, we'll maybe find it, maybe we won't. People in the news, Governor Whitmer in Michigan, kidnap plot, Adam Fox is the leader, gets life. Well, he was supposed to get life, but he only gets 16 years. I don't quite understand this. Remember when this happened, Governor Whitmer? There was a plot to kidnap her and kill her. This was a couple of years ago. Adam Fox. Now the trial's over. He was found guilty and is sentenced to 16 years. He could have gotten life.
Mm-hmm.
Government had sought life.
His argument that he wasn't the leader. He was the co-leader.
Yeah. Well, so where's the other guy? They didn't find him, right? He could be just so much hooey from him.
Well, there were other people. There was somebody who that they got that was part of this that was like their quote-unquote bomb expert.
Oh, really? Hmm. All right, well, I don't know. I just think this is stuff always sounds fishy to me. This guy didn't come across as being that smart, so I think he's the fall guy, and that happens all the time, right? And when you're
cool.
When the bad guys are running around doing bad stuff, and they always bring somebody in, or often, or maybe I've just watched too many bad movies.
Well, this wasn't just some typical kidnapping plot. This was an official victim. This was a political victim.
Yeah, and that doesn't ever go over well. Never, ever, ever goes over. You know, they're always going to pay more attention to somebody who's a politician. Not that their lives are worth any more than anybody else's, but you're taught to think that because there's some sort of royalty, right? The American royalty. And so under the circumstances, it bugs me a little. Okay, here's the governor of Texas. Another name in the news is Governor Greg Abbott. Remember, was it Monday we were talking about the busloads of people that were sent to not the White House.
Freezing conditions.
Yeah, right, exactly. He says, I was justified in doing it. I think it was a good idea. There's too many of them here, and we'll get everybody's attention. And this guy's a...
Mm-hmm.
I have no use for this guy.
And that everybody who went said they wanted to go, they agreed to go, they weren't, nobody was forced. But also, what were they being told? What were they agreeing?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm they sure it wasn't, hey, you're going to go stand out in the cold. It's like
right.
Below.
Yeah, we're going to send you to Washington where there's lots of warm buildings. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Don't forget, today is Pledge of Allegiance Day. I go through it one more time. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, under God, with liberty and justice for all. If you were to take that apart word by word, you could probably find exceptions in reality, in real life, in our country, to pretty much everything that's presented there. You know? You can. And unfortunately, the thing that gets the most attention is under God, where that, you know, becomes kind of nonsensical. And as I said earlier when we were going through this, if you don't want to say it, then don't say it. What do you get everybody all worked up about? So what? Who cares? You don't want to say under God? Don't say it. That's it. End of story. Make a big deal out of it. I think we all need a rallying. And the thing about the Pledge of Allegiance is it's a great rallying cry. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. That's so powerful a statement. You could stop it right there. Think about that today during Pledge of Allegiance Day. It is, 48 after the hour.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry!
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is going to be too hard for people to figure out, so let's get right to it. 53 after the hour, Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. This is a war picture, right? We can get that much out of this music. Yes?
Correct.
Yes. And would you like to tell us? It's like pulling strings sometimes to get stuff out of you. Okay, Chucker, why are we playing the theme from that war movie?
It's from the movie Glory, 1989. That's actually a great, great musical score. I think it was by James Horner. The movie starred Matthew Broderick, co-starred Denzel Washington, who won an Oscar, his first Oscar for that film back in 1989. Terrific movie. Denzel Washington turned 68 years of age. Has Equalizer 3 coming out October 2023. It's done a total, if you count that movie, 61 feature films. Started on the TV show, I believe, St. Elsewhere. In my opinion, one of the five greatest actors.
Very good actor.
Ever born. Great actor.
Very
I mean,
blossoms.
I can watch him in anything.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would go to see pretty much anything he's in. So this was a Civil War movie about blacks in the Civil War, was it not? Did my memory serve me?
Morgan Freeman also was in the film.
Right. Yeah.
That film altered the way people looked at Matthew Broderick, because he really didn't do serious stuff, and then that was just one of his first more serious roles after doing movies like War Games in 83 and Ferris Bueller's Day Off a few years later. Glory was something different, but really good movie, got good critical acclaim. It made money at the box office and helped establish Denzel Washington as a major force in features.
This was actually the first real feature, if memory serves me correctly, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
Morgan Freeman was in as sort of in a leading role. Morgan Freeman started life and worked as a mechanic. You know that, right?
Yes,
he was found. He was a mechanic, and he started doing bit plays. And look at where he's ended up at 80 something. I think he's 83 or 84, maybe a little older than that. He's still at it. He's in a new movie that's coming out.
I just saw the trailer to a film.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Maureen McGovern is in the news again. We played her music, was it yesterday or the day before, from
yesterday,
Poseidon?
Because I'm doing a screening of the Poseidon Adventure tonight for about 30 people. I'm very much looking forward to it. So I want to get this spot over and start thinking about that. No, I'm just kidding. I read that she has Alzheimer's, correct?
Yeah, she does. Yep.
How old is she?
Well, she's it's been 50 years. I think she's 73, 74, somewhere in there.
Okay.
And so it was in 73 when she did this song. So, yeah, it's been almost
52,
50 years.
Which won the
years.
Oscar for best song.
Yep.
For the
she's been singing in all kinds of stock shows. She comes from Columbus, Ohio, so she's living down in a retirement community there. She has security. She has friends. She has family there. And she is able, she's cognizant. She said, I truly believe I've been blessed with so many things. But think about her sister lives nearby and takes good care of her. But think about you see, only 73. And in essence, her life is over. Yeah, she's got, what does she have to look forward to? What do people that have this disease look forward to?
Listen, my mother had it. Yeah. And it's just, it's just horrible, obviously, on the person, but the family, the loved ones. Absolutely. Hopefully, one day, Alzheimer's and dementia will be eradicated from this existence.
She still plays the piano, still sings for the folks that are in the home.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very
that
cool.
is nice. Yep, so sad.
You know how we age? Because I find this interesting. When I change the channels and I watch movies, like just randomly, I always click on the guide button, see what year that came out. And like I'm clicking through in like a movie like San Andreas with Dwayne Johnson, click it, 2015. It feels to me like just a little while ago I saw that movie in a movie theater. But it really does tell you when movies came out, like even Glory in 1989. I remember going to see that in a movie theater. It feels not long ago, but actually very long ago. I mean, the Poseidon Adventure just turned 50 years old.
Amazing.
This week. I mean, 5 decades, you know. A decent amount of time in one's life, no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's the whole life and times of actors like Gene Hackman, who has been in so much stuff. Every time I see him,
91. He did the movie Crimson Tide with Denzel Washington.
He
talked about mano y mano, two of the greatest actors.
Great
dialogue going at each other. Just that is a great film.
Yeah, it's a very good film. All right, Chucker, and you're very good as well. Good
Thanks,
to have you here. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.